Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. Tonight we have with us healthy care specialist, Ms. Patricia. Ms. Patricia, how are you doing?
Fine, and you?
I'm doing okay.
All right, that's great.
Okay, tonight we're going to be talking about how to rock your own hair and how to take care of your hair. Ms. Patricia, my first question would be, how do we take care of our own hair?
Well, we would begin, Angela, with what type of service that we are doing. And from that service, you would choose a method. Let's start with relaxers. There are some of us that really over-relax our hair, and relaxers should be every 6, 8 to 12 weeks, depending on the texture of your hair. And if you go in between service before that time, you got to know what you're doing, because you got to look at relaxer is something that you plan on doing, depending on what time you receive the relaxer, what age you receive the relaxer. This is a lifetime experience. So if you begin to start over-relaxing the hair as you get older and grow older, you're going to have a problem with thinning hair, not only with thinning hair, but with thinning edges. So this is another important method that you should be very careful how you apply the relaxers and how soon that you apply the relaxers. And the same thing goes, I would say, with color. You know, it's okay to wear color, high lift color, but it's how you go back in and treat the hair when you wear color, because color strips the hair as well as relaxer of the natural moisture, the natural oil, and the protein from the hair. So we have to be very careful, and especially if you have relaxer already on the hair and you want to wear a permanent color, well, then you have a triple process on the hair. So you have to be very careful, because the shaft really never closes once you expose it to color, and then you have relaxer on it as well. The best way to wear high-lift color is with press hair. And if you wear it with press hair, you got to be careful of the amount of heat that you apply. And also, we will get to weave. Weave have become a problem that we are really, really facing. What I mean by that, when I say it's really a serious problem that we are facing, because it is damaging our hair to the point where some of us might not grow our hair back. We begin to have alopecia. And that comes because we have locked our self-esteem and our self-image into that, but that is not our own hair. You know, that's why I say we got to learn how to rock our own hair, not just for this generation, but for the next generation and our future generation. And at the rate we're going, we're not going to really have hair because of the commercial hair that we're wearing on our hair. It's drying out our natural moisture. It's drying out our stripping our hair of natural moisture and the natural oil from our hair, which we need, because the amount of time that we leave it on there. It's okay to be versatile, but you got to know how far to go with it. You cannot go with it to the point where you're damaging your own hair. And a lot of us, we come out of it just long enough to, put relaxer on it, and about a day or two, or not even a week, we back in the relaxer. They have not given our own hair time to rebuild, to restrain itself, to restrain itself.
So what you're saying is after we get a relaxer, women should wait before we put extensions or weave in our hair?
Oh, yes. It's very vital that you wait, because, first of all, the weave, depending on how long you have worn the weave, it has stripped your hair of moisture and the natural oil, okay? And then when you put the weave right back on there, the hair is fragile before you put the relaxer on there. as we know, Relaxa has its own stripping agency that it does. Then you come back with weave on top of it. That's just too much. And our listening audience know, some of them know, but they don't know how to stop. They don't know what to do. They see what their hair is doing, but they don't have no one to talk to about the matter. That's why I'm here with you to let them know that there's help out here. You know, there's someone that they can go to say, what do I do? What is going on with my hair? Because you cannot put weave right back on fresh, relaxed hair. The hair is too fragile.
Okay,
you know?
for those who don't understand, when they go to the beautician, let's say they pay $150 for a relaxer and $150 to $200 for a relaxer and the weave. You're saying the beautician that the way you've been trained and the proper way to do it is not to put the weave on your hair right after it's been relaxed?
No, I would not do it. I know that some do it, and we even have clients that request it because they have got locked up in their self-image, their self-esteem. But that professional got to start saying to them what is best and what is, you know, is best for the hair in the long term, not just for right then and there, but as the long term, you know. And so we as professionals really got to step back and say no. This is not the proper way to do it, or this is not good for your hair shaft.
Okay. All right. So now with the relaxer, I know it depends on different hair types. Well, what is the recommended time a person should go without a retouch, a retouch on their hair?
I would say, depending on the texture of your hair, I would start 6 weeks. Yeah, 6 weeks. 8 weeks to 12 weeks. You know, it depends on the wave pattern. You know, if your wave pattern is more wavy, you can go 8 weeks. If your wave pattern is like medium, I would say, you know, from 6 to 8 to 12 weeks. If you go before then, you're actually getting your hair chemical dependent, whereas you have to, it's a process that you're going to have to go to get it to the 6 to 8 to 12 weeks, because our hair get chemical dependent on that relaxer. There are withdrawal stages that our hair go through as long as with ourselves when we are trying to say, okay, my hair is thin and my hair is breaking. What's going on? You know, because you're talking about if you start doing a relaxer, some of them are 7, 8 years old or 15 or 12, you're talking about a lifetime. You got to go through college. You got to go through your 20s. You got to go through your 30s, your 40s. That's a long time for wear and tear. And in proper use, sometimes you can have permanent damage from that.
Okay. You can have permanent damage, hair loss. All right, over-relax. If somebody over-relaxes their hair and they decide to put in a relax and they over-relax their hair, and it causes breakage, what do you recommend they do for their hair? I have our beautician. What should a beautician do for their hair, or they should do for their hair in between treatments?
Well, I would definitely recommend that if your hair has been overlapped and your hair is damaged, you're definitely going to need to go in there as soon as possible with a reconstructor. And then when you do the reconstructor, you got to put yourself on like a 3-month faithful. You cannot wave from this. When hair is damaged, and your hair begins to give you a signal that it's damaged, because if you watch your shampoo bowl in your shoulder, you begin to see the hair shedding. And when the hair begins to shed, it's telling you that something is wrong, especially with the excess shedding all in your comb. You need to go to your professional and tell them that you need a treatment for the hair. And they would examine the hair and take it from there. When your hair starts shedding like that, that's a sign that something is wrong.
Okay. It could be that the hair is dimmed. How often do you recommend that splitting is be cut?
Oh, thank you, Angela, for saying that. Because there's a great need in African-American women to know the vital of end trim. You know, I would say, I think in the 80s is when we really started going to professional service in the 90s. So that's something that we don't quite understand, how important that it is for end trim. I would say end trim should start in March and go until October every 4 weeks to keep the hair strand healthy and to keep the hair healthy.
March to October, every 4 weeks?
Yeah, definitely. You would definitely see a growth. And I think your age should start it from 2 and up, keeping that end trim, and you will see the end, the hair. You know, you will definitely see a great improvement in the hair within 3 weeks, really, once you trim the hair. Within that month,
okay,
you will see the difference, yes. It's not a long-time process to see that end trim work.
And then after October, you wait till March again before you start the trim?
Well, you can let the hair can rest, because you're talking about November, December, January. If you trim it, if you need it, I would do it like every 6 to 8 weeks after October, every 6 to 8 weeks after October. But definitely between the growing season, March to October, I definitely would trim it every 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we as professionals run into that every day because we have not been trained the importance of end trimming. Like when I was on the campus, I used to train my young ladies, and they came to the point where they were actually coming there for an end trim, because I told them within 2 to 3 weeks you will see the difference in your hair. And they
mm-hmm.
began to see the difference in their hair because I educated them on how important it was for end trimming, because that is one thing that we don't really know or talk. You know, we think that, oh, I need to hold on to it. But when you hold on to ends, you're starving the nourishment of the healthy hair, because hair tends to go to where it's needed the most. And that's what caused the problem from the strands that need it, but it goes to the hair that's dead, trying to revitalize it, but it cannot do it. So when you keep the hair trimmed, then the condition and treatment that you put on there goes where it's needed. And therefore, you have healthy strands. When you have long hair and you look down and you can see through the edges, that means that you have not been keeping your ends trimmed. That means that the hair is not healthy. What I mean by that, the end's going to keep trimming up the hair. It's going to keep trimming up the hair. Then you notice that my hair is getting thinner and thinner. Yes, because you're not trimming it. The ends never stop. They just keep traveling up the hair shaft. You know,
mm-hmm.
3 months you might notice, and by 9 months you might notice, you say, ooh, look at my hair. It looks like it's really thinning out. What is going on wrong? It's because you have
mm-hmm.
not been trimming the ends. The people that keep their ends trimmed, they don't have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hey. So end trim is very, very vital to our hair.
Mm-hmm. So how often do you think a woman should condition her hair?
Well, it depends on what she's doing to her hair. There's some
well, what about a washing? What about a wash and a condition? How often do you, I know it depends on different hair, but let's say you got medium hair, medium to coarse hair, or thin to medium hair, something like that. How often do you recommend that the hair is washed and conditioned?
I would say you could go 7 days, or you can go every 2 weeks. It's the preference in how you train your hair, and it also depends on your financial situation, because once you start hair with something, that's what it wants. So you budget your hair. If you know that your budget will allow every 2 weeks, then that's what you do. But if your budget can allow you once a week, then you do that as well. But every 2 weeks would not hurt our hair, because the type of hair that we have, we can actually go 2 weeks, because the way the oil is built up in our hair, is we can go 2 weeks without a shampoo and set.
Okay.
But, you know, 7 days is fine to 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, I would definitely say, you know, shampoo and condition it.
Okay, after 2 weeks. But you wouldn't recommend any longer.
No, I wouldn't.
I'm not trying to offend you, but if a person's going to wash their own hair, Do you think a roller set, like in between going to the beautician, they decide, well, I'm going to wash and do my hair. Do you recommend that they set their hair or blow dry it and curl it?
I would definitely recommend that they set their hair, because heat is very damaging. And I train all my clients. That's what I used to do. I train all my clients. I used to train all the students. In between service, if you come every 2 weeks, if you want to do your hair within 7 days, or 5 days before you come back to me, please do. I would recommend that. I would highly recommend that. And I would recommend a shampoo and set.
A shampoo and set, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because
what about the flat irons? Are the flat irons real damaging? Because I know they're real popular, the flat irons.
Yes, it is, and no, it's not. It depends on how often you use the flat iron. Now, if you're running up every morning or every 2 days or every 3 days with that flat iron, yes, it is damaging. And it's going to let you know that it is damaging within the second or the third month. And it's going to start drying out. Your hair is not going to be movable. It's not going to have that same, you know. So I would definitely suggest another way. See, that's what I'm saying. We got to learn how to rock our own hair. All this commercial appeal out here for us, we run to it, but look, we're the one paying the price in the long run. You know, our damaging hair shafts. We end up getting strand syndrome, which means that it breaks and come back, break and come back, break and come back. It's become a pattern because it's what you're doing to the hair. That's what causes the strands to do that. You're drying out. Anything get dry does what? Eventually breaks.
Yes. Okay, my own hair is in the process of growing out. It's growing. And I'm not wearing extensions of any kind, and it's growing. But I'm fearful of getting my ends clipped because I'm scared they'll cut too much. But I noticed that it doesn't lay as straight, the ends. It doesn't look as good as some parts of my hair. What do you recommend in a case like mine?
First of all, Angela, I heard you say you have fear.
Yeah,
one time
a beautician cut my hair off, and it was to my... See, I kind of have long hair, and one time a beautician cut my hair, and she cut it all the way to my earlobe. And my hair was on my shoulders, so I have a fear of getting my ends cut.
Yes, I understand that. And when I used to have the stylists that used to work under me, the first thing I used to tell them, build trust in your client. You have to find someone, Angela, that you feel that you can trust. And you have to find someone that will listen to you as well as you listen to them. Say, I know that I have X amount of ends because I have not been getting my hair trimmed, but I don't want all of it trimmed off. I would like for you to work with me and just trim only a half an inch or no more than an inch at a time. Put me on a schedule. And the average cutting comb have the inches and a half an inch on the comb. And you can say, that's all I want off. You don't have to cut it all off at one time. You actually can cut it, and as it grows, keep cutting it. Put yourself on a schedule. Because I have ran into a lot of clients like you that had that fear because they said the hairdresser did what they wanted and not what they wanted. That's what conversations come in there.
That's what I run into. They cut it the way they want to, and I feel like sometimes it's deliberate, you know, I cry, you know, and this and that. And that's one of the reasons some women have gone to hair weave because they've had bad experiences at the beauty shop. I'm not blaming all beauticians, okay? I'm just saying some of us have had bad experiences and we don't have a lot of trust.
Yes, I'm glad you said that, Angela, because trust got to come into play. Trust got to come into play for anything to grow or develop. So hairdressers, I understand from a hairdresser point of view, and I also understand from a client point of view, being in the industry for over 30 years. I think that they look at, oh, this hair not going to do this hair not going to do that. But the worst thing you could do is listen to a client and still do what you want as a professional. You know, it's not going to hurt if they keep the hair until they feel comfortable with it coming off. They have worn it that long. See, most professionals, when they see your hair, they say, oh, you got 5 or 6 inches of end that need to come off. But if you take that much ends off of the average African-American woman hair, her hair going to draw up. If you take out 4 inches, her hair going to draw up at least 6 to 7 inches. Because that's what our hair do once we cut it. It appears shorter than what it is. And then the next 3 or 4 weeks, then we see that it's not as short as we thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. It began to talk to your hairdresser. You know, let them know how you feel, and you know, be honest with them. Just say, I know that I have ends, but only cut off no more than a half an inch to an inch. And I'll come back in 4 weeks and see. You put yourself on the schedule. Now this is April, this is May, June. You put yourself on the schedule between June and October. You have all your ends off your hair. And I promise
okay.
you, within the first 2 to 3 weeks, Angela, you will notice your hair. You know,
it'll grow better.
Are you saying
it will grow better?
Oh, it will grow. It will last longer. It will have more style and have more versatility, everything. Ends actually control hair. It takes away the fish hooks. When you have ends, your hair cannot flow the way it should. The hairdresser cannot style the hair the way they should. You cannot even do it at home the way you should when you have a lot of ends.
Okay.
So end trimming is very important. It's real important. It cannot be expressed enough.
Mm-hmm. All right, Miss Patricia, we're going to take a break. And we're going to come back and talk to you. Listeners, we're going on break. We're going to pay some bills right now. We're going to come back and talk to the healthy hair specialist, Ms. Patricia.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
Youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 70 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth as on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as the main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks that will build their self-esteem and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at client@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
All right, listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The call-in number is 1-347 347-9376. Tonight we have with us Hefty Hairstylist, Miss Patricia. Also, I'd like to remind the listening audience not to forget to check out Power of the V by author John Watts. Do not forget Butterfly Cosmetics. April Smith Holt is the CEO. Yes, www.butterflycosmetics.com is where you can go and buy her products. She's also her representative. So go to her website and send her an email or something. Also, let's not forget Angelina Squire, the author Angelina Squire. The name of her book is Tune Into the Right Voice, Let the Voice of God Be Louder Than Your Voice of Struggle. So think about catering to those businesses. And if you meet them in person, remember to say that you heard them on Show Talk, heard about them on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Miss Patricia.
Yes, Angela.
Hi. We were talking about split ends.
Yes.
You said about every 4 weeks?
Yes.
Half an inch. That's what you recommend. Okay, not to cut all the hair off 5 or 6 inches because black women's hair draw up 4 to 5 inches. Is that what you have, 5 to 6 inches?
Yes. When you go into 4 or 5, it's going to appear that it's much shorter, but it really don't be. It's just that the laxatives just be so happy that you have taken all of that dead weight off, and it's like spring up, and you think that it's shorter, but it really don't be. It within 2 to 3 weeks, you see that, and you begin to see the control. But at that particular moment, when you look in the mirror, you know, you get upset because it seems like, wow, my hair is so short, you know. But end trimming is very vital. It's really not only to the young out there, but to the young, for the, I would say, 2 years, taller from 2 years on up. They need their hair trim as well.
Little girls.
Oh, yeah. They will grow up. We are the only nationality, African-American women, that do not do that and believe in that like we should. We believe in so many other things, but we don't believe in the direct contact with what our hair needs, and the direct contact is in trimming. Now, God bless man to have knowledge to make oil and relaxers and combs and stuff for the hair control, but the direct to our hair is the end trim itself.
And you recommend getting a professional to trim it, not to trim it yourself.
I would definitely not trim it myself. No. It's hard for me to trim my own hair. Like I said, I've been in the industry for over 30 years. I would definitely go to someone professional. You know, hair is our crown and glory. And we as black women got to realize that we need help with our hair and to go for that help, not to be afraid. We have professional places now. Back in the, like I said, the 70s and early 80s, we didn't have a lot of places, but now we have that.
Okay, I noticed you said heat is damaging to the air. What about the straightening comb? Is that also damaging?
Hair has become full circle. What I mean by that, a lot of us going to go back because of what we are doing to our hair, but that is damaging as well. Excuse me. That is damaging as well. If you have too much heat, you got to test it, that heat. Because if you just put that comb in there and take that comb out and put it straight to the hair, it is more damaging than relaxer. What I mean by that, because once you burn something, that's it. Where relaxer takes a minute for the hair to dry out and go through the changes, you got a pretty much chance of reconditioning, rebuilding, restructuring that hair. But once you damage that hair with heat from a straightening comb, that hair's coming out.
Okay. All right, what about curling irons? They also have heat.
I would say the same thing applies to curling irons as I said with the flat iron. You just cannot get up every morning and run to the curling iron and think you're going to keep a healthy strand of hair. It just don't work like that. You know, we got to learn as African-American women how to embrace our own God-given hair. You know, our hair is very versatile, and we tend to want to do everything overdue to our hair. And if you keep it, like I said, Google, they said, what is happening to black American women's hair in American women's hair. You know, our hair is coming out in droves. We're getting alopecia. You know why? It's what we're doing to our hair. We are abusing our own hair and do not understand. Some of our hair is not going to come back. Some of our edges are not going to come back. You know, so what you're hiding from today, you're going to have to face it tomorrow. So I say sooner is better. Don't wait. There are so many of us out there with questions. Quit having no questions when God has placed beauticians everywhere for us now. Go to them. Talk to them. Tell them about your problems. Tell them about your situation.
Okay.
Don't let it go unchecked. Don't let it go unattended to, because it only gets worse. The sooner you address a problem when you're dealing with hair, the better you can solve the problem.
What about sponge rollers? Do you recommend that women wear the at nighttime? They have these head wraps. I don't forget. I guess they call head wraps. They're not scarves. They're like a wrap. What about wrapping hair? Is that good for the hair?
If you wrap the hair and put bobby pins around the edges to keep it from coming down, the safest way for our hair, because hair has to breathe, I would say it would be a silk pillowcase or a satin pillowcase. That's what you should sleep on.
A satin pillowcase, which is not wrapping your hair.
No, because it's not breathing. You're talking about 8 hours. And if you do this on a continual base, you're going to create a problem.
Okay.
You're drying out moisture in your natural oil. And you, when you put something on your hair every night like that, it's just like wearing weave or braid. It must breathe. You know, it's not breathing.
All right. You've answered a lot of questions that I got from the chat line. I didn't have a lot of callers, Miss Patricia, but I had a lot of people on chatting. About 3 or 4 questions came from the chat line. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Miss Patricia?
Yes, I would just like to say it's time for us to learn how to embrace God-given hair. Hair has become full circle for us. We have tried the Fifth Mountain C.J. Walker. Hair has become really full circle for us. You know, we have tried Relaxer, Jerrica, press and comb. There are several weaves, braids. And what are we coming up with? The same result. Hair is coming out. That means something is going on wrong. You know, the majority,
okay,
is from the majority of the people. This is what I'm saying, the majority. The majority have problems. That there is something wrong that we need to stop and start addressing. We're not
fully
understanding our own hair. We're abusing it.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, that a lot of black women are abusing their own hair. But I'm going to touch on a subject, and I'm going to ask that when you come back on the show, you cover this. I'm going to touch on a subject, dreadlocks.
Okay.
Going to touch on the subject for a couple of minutes. Dreadlocks. What about people who have dreadlocks? Going to continue this discussion the next show, but what about dreadlocks? How do you take care of dreadlocks, and are dreadlocks good for the hair?
Yes, they are. That's your preference, because once you put in dreadlocks, you just have to take care of it like you do anything else about your hair. It's just that you're chemically free. And what happens is your own natural hair just locks. And you find a regimen that you use to keep it locked. And what you do is when you see it fogging new growth, or you go in there and you retwist it to the new growth, or when it gets fuzzy or frizzy, you can use like a wax-type base and just take your hands and just go around it, and it'll lay down for you. So dreadlock is a part of our natural hair. It's a part of our hair. It's a part of who we are. Our hair can do that.
Okay. All right, we're going to go into further detail on dreadlocks the next show, because I want the listening audience to come back, because they already got questions.
And what I want you guys to do is come back because you want to know about natural hair, but that's another show. Miss Patricia can't stay on all night because this is Memorial Day and she has a family and everything. But they want to know about natural hair, so we're going to do, when Miss Patricia comes back, a show, if it's all right with Miss Patricia, on natural hair and dreadlocks. How is that, Miss Patricia?
Oh, that's fine. That'll be fine, Angela. I would love to do it. I would love to do it for the listening audience.
Okay, that's what they're asking about. And they said,
okay.
The chat says, let me see, what did she say? Her name's Ann. So she says her name is Ann. That's her screen name. And she's just saying that that she wants to hear a show about natural hair and dreadlocks.
That'll be fine. We can do that. We can do natural hair and dreadlocks.
She called you Miss Patricia.
That's fine. Like
okay.
I said, hair has become full of them.
We have Cindy. There's probably not these few real names. And we have Karen. And we have somebody who calls himself Pat. And Lauren. Okay. On chat. All right, Miss Patricia, I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I thank you all for coming into the chat line. I thank all those of you who called in. Thank you, Miss Patricia, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Thank you.
I'm going to have you back. And you're helping people. They've got
Thank
questions.
You.
do you have an email address?
Yes. Okay. My email address is hairismlc@gmail.com.
Could you say it again? Just so slowly.
Okay, I'm still. Hair, H-A-I-R, is, I-S, L-L-C, @gmail.com.
Okay, listeners, you got it. Now you've got her email address, the ones of you who've asked on chat, so you can contact Ms. Patricia through email. And she'll be coming back on the show.
I
look forward to having you back. And I thank you, Ms. Patricia, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. All right, listeners, thank you for tuning into the chat line. I'm glad I posted it on Facebook. I'll always keep the chat line open when Ms. Patricia is here. I thank you for tuning in to the show. And she's my only guest for tonight. I'm trying to do a special segment, special serving Monday night with hairstylists. So Miss Patricia seems to be, to me, in my opinion, one of the best. She has over 30 years experience in hair care. She works for, Dudley Hair Care Products. So Mr. Dudley is a famous name. I'm sure some of you are familiar with that name because when I told my mother, she said, I use Dudley Hair Care Products. So she's tuning in, too. So she's one of the callers tonight. I recognize the number, but she said she was going to call in, but she didn't have a question. I think, unfortunately, because I know some of you have sent me little messages and things through my email address. I'm sorry, but because I have on a limited number of phone lines, I cannot take all the callers. I can only have like 15 callers at one time, so I apologize for that. But still tune into the show. Don't get frustrated. And come back to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Everyone, have a good night.